welcome or welcome back to Sex Scandals and Shenanigans. My name is Adrian, and I'll be your host. In this show, I discuss history's most notorious lovers and mistresses. Also, I think at this point, anyone who has a major sex scandal throughout history will be highlighted. This will also include mythological people such as Zeus, Poseidon, Apollo, etc. Before continuing, please note that this episode and the following episode will feature stories of sexual abuse and rape. And because of that, this may be a triggering episode, so listener discretion is advised. For today's episode, I'll be splitting it into two parts because we're getting a little sea salty. Also because we're going to be focusing the next two episodes on Poseidon, god of the sea. Let's get to know a bit about Poseidon before diving into his sea salty sexcapades. Please bear in mind that these stories about Poseidon's sexploits may differ from source to source. As with most mythological stories, the stories were passed down orally from person to person, and like the gang telephone, each story may be told slightly differently. Also, similar to Zeus's stories, I'll be splitting the episodes for his immortal and his mortal lovers. Let's begin with Poseidon's origin story. I'll give you the talk later, didn't read version. Poseidon was one of the sons of Titans Rhea and Cronus. According to Hesiod's Theogony, Cronus was told of a prophecy where one of his children would usurp him and overtake his title as leader of the immortal beings. You know, like the Titans, Nymphs, gods, etc. Rhea was tired of birthing children only to lose them when Cronus swallowed them whole. Seriously, I can't make this shit up. Anyway, Rhea and Cronus knocked proverbial boots again and their youngest son Zeus was born. To prevent Zeus from being swallowed, she wrapped a rock in swaddling cloth and gave it to Cronus. Meanwhile, Zeus was secreted away to Crete and raised by the nymphs there. When Zeus was old enough, he prepared to fight what was known as the Titanomachy, I hate that word, to prevail against his father and his supportive Titans. Zeus was able to get the aid of Prometheus and a few others, and to do this, he also sliced open his father, who then regurgitated his siblings. Zeus was able to free his siblings, Hades, Demeter, Hestia, Hera, and Poseidon, and they were able to, after 10 years, overthrow Cronus and the Titans. After defeating their father, Zeus and his siblings moved to their cosmological capital, to Mount Olympus. From here, Zeus and his brothers drew lots as to where their domains would be. Zeus got the skies and became the father of the gods. If you want more information, see episodes 10 and 11. Poseidon was in charge of the seas and earthquakes. Hades was in charge of the underworld and the dead, or deceased. Poseidon is attributed to the following animals. Hippocampuses, horses with fish tails. They pulled his chariot as well, also known as large seahorses. He was also attributed to horses and Pegasus, and we'll get to that story in the next episode. Dolphins and bulls. Zeus had the thunderbolt, Hades had the helm of invisibility, and Poseidon had, or has, the trident, a three-pronged spear attributed to fishermen. While that's all and good to know and whatnot, let's get into Poseidon's sex scandals and shenanigans. And ooh boy, have we got a list to go through. After the Titanomachy, like his brother Zeus, who married Hera, Poseidon was intent on getting a consort for his sea empire. He ended up marrying his consort, Amphitrite. Amphitrite was a daughter of Nereus, who was known as the Old Man of the Sea. His mother was Gaia, Mother Earth, and Pontus, a pre-Olympian sea god. And her mother was Doris. Between Nereus and Doris, they had 50 daughters, 49 daughters, and one son, known as the Nereids, beautiful sea nymphs, of which Amphitrite was the eldest. Poseidon's search for a consort was well known, and he set his sights for Amphitrite. However, when Amphitrite learned of Poseidon's amorous pursuit, you know what this girl did? She fled. Poseidon asked the dolphins, who were also a favored attendant to Poseidon, to convince Amphitrite to succumb to Poseidon's advances. Somehow, the dolphin convinced Amphitrite to submit to Poseidon, and as a thank you, the dolphin was created as a constellation by Poseidon. With her husband Poseidon, Amphitrite bore three human-like or human god-like children. Triton, a merman, half fishtail, was the messenger or herald for his father. And yes, that is Ariel's father, Triton. Rhode, who was a daughter who became the personification of the city-state Rhodes. She eventually married Helios, the sun god. And Benthesicyme. I had to phonetically spell this out so I can sound it out. Benthesicyme, the youngest daughter of Poseidon and Amphitrite. She became the foster mother of the future king of Thrace, Eumolpus. Good lord. According to the story, per Apollodorus, Chione, daughter of Boreas, the god of the north wind, had unknowingly slept with Poseidon, and after giving birth, she yeeted the infant into the sea. Poseidon took the infant into the took custody of Eumolpus, and then had given him to their daughter. Oh, and apparently Eumolpus was given a daughter of his, stepfather, Helios. However, Eumolpus lost favor with his foster parents because he tried violating one of his sisters-in-law. You know, like father, like son. Oh, the mighty Aphrodite. We all know that Aphrodite was the goddess of love, beauty, pleasure, and procreation. That being the case, she got herself into some rather sexy scandals. During the time when Hera and other Olympian gods tried to overthrow Zeus, Hephaestus is one of the gods who did not turn on Zeus. As a thank you to Hera's son, that she birthed herself and not with Zeus, Zeus gifted / offers Aphrodite as a bride to Hephaestus. But let's be real here. This was not a happy marriage. Aphrodite continued to sleep with other gods and men and not with her husband. Don't worry, Hephaestus did the same thing too. They all did. Speaking of another cheating scandal, Hephaestus, tired of being cuckolded by Aphrodite, created a thin chain net that entrapped Aphrodite and Ares during a lover session. Once caught, unlike other Olympian gods, Poseidon did not condemn her after their affair between her and Ares. Unlike other relationships, apparently this is in quotes, Poseidon conducted, the one between him and Aphrodite was consensual. During this affair, it is supposed that Poseidon's daughter is Rhode, the one also attributed to Aphrodite. But another story relates that Eryx, who became the king of Sicily, was born of Aphrodite and Poseidon. Other sources claim that Eryx was born of the union between Aphrodite and the Argonaut Boötes? B-O-U-T-E-S. Bouts? Bouties? I don't know. Let's just go with Bouties. Anyway, moving on to his sister, Demeter. Demeter is also his sister, just as I said, and she became another romantic pursuit of Poseidon. If you're aware of the story of Persephone's disappearance and Demeter's unrelenting pursuit of finding her, this is when Poseidon decides to make his move. So, as the story goes, Demeter was searching for her daughter Persephone. Poseidon takes that opportunity to shoot his shot. During this chase, Demeter shapeshifted into a mare, and then Poseidon, thinking, of course, with, well, not his brain, but his dick, he decides to change into a stallion. From this, Poseidon, according to Theoi.com, Poseidon enjoyed her. From their sexually assaulted union, they had an unnamed daughter, who we'll actually get to in a bit, and another offspring, the immortal horse, black-maned stallion, who is incredibly fast and swift. His name is Arion. He was also gifted to Adrastus, king of Argos, and was also ridden by Heracles. Arion was mentioned in the Iliad by Homer. As I stated, both Demeter and Poseidon had an unnamed daughter. She really does have a name. Aside from Arion, the equine offspring of Demeter and Poseidon, they had a daughter, Despoina. Despoina was the goddess of winter, frost, and the mysteries of Arcadia. She was also the sister of Persephone. Also, Despoina is the goddess also associated with nature, birth, and death, particularly with Minoan and Mycenaean cults. The most infamous sexual relationship or account is with the Gorgon Medusa. Most stories relate that Medusa was a mortal, unlike her sister Steno and Euryale. I don't know. So with that, I'll be discussing her encounter with Poseidon in the next episode. Sorry. Next up, Nereides. Poseidon has a thing for keeping his sexual relationships in the family. Remember earlier about Amphitrite being the eldest daughter of Nereus and Doris? Yeah, well, Poseidon slept with her younger brother, Nereides. Nereides was a young, handsome male Nereid. There are two stories of him and his romantic escapades with both Aphrodite and Poseidon. Let's go with Aphrodite first. Well, presumably sleeping with Poseidon during their affair, or at least this is how I'm imagining it, Aphrodite sees the young man and falls in love lust with him. They have their affair, and Aphrodite explains to Nereides that she needs to go back up to Mount Olympus. She wanted Nereides to join her. He said, thanks, but no thanks. Aphrodite, being the beautiful but spiteful goddess that she was, turned Nereides into a shrimp / selfish. I also forgot to mention, Aphrodite offered to give Nereides wings as a gift so that way she can be with him or he can be with her up at Mount Olympus. Also, he still said thanks but no thanks, so she gave the wings to her son, Eros. Nereides' second Olympic romance relationship was with Poseidon. They both saw and fell in love with each other. The love was returned, and because of their powerful, requited love for one another, their issue spawned, or rather, their relationship spawned a new god, Anteros, the god of requited love, and also the punisher of those who scorn love and the advances of others, or also the avenger, no, not that kind, of unrequited love. He is not an avenger like Thor, Captain America. Because of their love for each other, Nereides became Poseidon's charioteer. He was also quite the fast charioteer, which made all the fishes go, ooh. Anyway, in addendum, per the writer Aelian, a Roman writer and teacher, Aelian described that Helios, Poseidon's son-in-law, by the way, remember he married Rhode? Well, Helios turned Nereides into a shrimp slash shellfish because Helios' affections were not returned by Nereides. Fuck me, the way these Olympic gods get when they get jealous is scary. Looking at you too, Apollo, you little fuck nugget. Anyway, we've covered most of the divine or immortal loves of Poseidon. Now we need to get into the semi-divine relationship. Get a bucket of popcorn, because here we go. All right, my little nymphs, let's get going. Alcyone was a Pleiades, or part of the Pleiades nymphs, the daughter of Atlas and Pleione, and an Oceanid nymph, daughter of Oceanus. Like Amphitrite, Alcyone bore Poseidon multiple offspring. According to Theoi.com, Alcyone bore Poseidon 8 children. Hyreus, Hyperes, Anthusa, Anthus, Hyreus, Ephonkius, and Lycos. Yeah, I know I butchered him, but I'll sleep just fine tonight. Haemopolea. She was a daughter of Poseidon, a nymph who married Briareus or Aegeon, who was one of the hundred-handed ones, or also known as the Hecatoncheires. Another nymph by Apollon. Aurea was born from that affair. Limited information is about her. All we know is that she's a nymph, but don't know what kind or what her attributes are. Also, apparently Poseidon got down and dirty with Gaia, his grandmother, and created a few monsters and giants. Let's go. This giant piece of shit is Antaeus. He was a son of Gaia and Poseidon. He was married to the goddess Tinge, who may have been claimed to be the namesake of the city of Tangier in Morocco. His claim to fame? He was the guy that wrestled everybody and won. In ancient Greece, with wrestling as one of the Olympic sports, of course, was to make sure you throw your opponent into the ground and make sure they don't get back up. With Antaeus, because he was a giant, he mostly had everybody to his advantage, meaning he beat the shit out of everybody. With all the winnings that he had under his belt, he used the skulls of his dead opponents to build a temple towards his father, Poseidon. As part of his labors, Heracles wrestled Antaeus. That being said, he fucked around and found out what his cousin Hercules. Antaeus was essentially unbeatable as long as his feet touched the ground, as his strength came from Mommy, aka Gaia. Heracles then came to the conclusion that in order to subdue and defeat Antaeus, he needed to lift him off the ground and then kill him via a bear hug. Aw, isn't family so cute and cuddly? Next! Brother to the next giant, or actually rather the next creature or monster, would be Charybdis. She was a sea monster from Poseidon and Grandma again. Apparently, when Zeus and Poseidon were having another brotherly spat, Charybdis supported her father by engulfing lands under the sea. Zeus was not happy, so he, Zeus, sent Charybdis to the end of the depths of the sea with a thunderbolt. Due to this, Charybdis began drinking the seawater thrice a day, thereby creating whirlpools. And lastly, coming at a guy hoo-ha is Laestigon, or Lastigon, the man-eating giant. That's nice. Clearly we know that Poseidon couldn't keep his fish dick. So is he a gay fish? I'll have to ask Kanye. Anyway, apparently he couldn't keep his fish dick out of somebody else, or rather another nymph. This nymph's name is Thusa. She was the daughter of the primordial sea god Phorcys, who is also the father of the Gorgon. Yes, those three Gorgons. Please make that make sense for me. Thanks. The son of this affair was Polyphemus, the famous Cyclops. Know him best from the Odyssey, clearly from Homer, as Odysseus is trying to get back home to Ithaca to Penelope and Telemachus. Also where we see, or hear the first time, the name Nemo. Anyway, let's back up real quick. So, to escape Polyphemus's cave, Odysseus claimed his name was Nemo, meaning no one in Latin. Polyphemus makes a statement that he will eat Nemo, nobody, and all of the other men of Odysseus from his trip. But Odysseus had created a stake and put it into the fire and poked it in Polyphemus's one eyeball. I genuinely think he didn't see it coming. When the other Cyclops see Polyphemus screaming in pain, they ask who did this to him, and he said Nemo. Again, Nemo means nobody or no name. And then the other Cyclops can't assist
with helping Polyphemus because they can't find nobody. How very cunning of Odysseus. Odysseus and his men were able to escape by hiding on the undersides of Polyphemus's sheep, who were let out to graze that morning. Because of the treatment of Polyphemus, Poseidon let loose his wrath upon Odysseus by throwing or casting rocks towards Odysseus's ship, almost preventing their escape. Well, at least back in the sea. Poseidon never forgives Odysseus for his treatment against his son. Next nymph. The next nymph that Poseidon slept with is Arne, or Arn. From their union, Aeolus, god of the winds and king of the Aeolian and Luparian islands in southern Italy. That's all I got from that union. Halia, H-A-L-I-A, also slept with Poseidon. From their union, they had six deities who oversaw and haunted the dark sea caves beneath the city-state of Rhodes, you know, where their half-sister is a personification of. In any case, apparently, when Aphrodite was newly created, or newly born as Theoi states, she visited and attempted to land on the island. She was driven away by the, what are called the Proceus daemons, or also translated into the Eastern demons. Because she was turned away, Aphrodite gave them the curse of madness, and so much so that they even raped their own mother, Halia. Furthermore, once Poseidon learned of this, he banished the six deities to be under the sea cave dwellers. I guess every family does have skeletons in the closet or in undersea caverns. We've come to the close of all Poseidon's immortal, or at least semi-mortal or semi-divine children, or offspring, whatever you want to call them. From this list of children and the lovers of Poseidon that he had taken, shows that apparently Poseidon was very busy. Like, how did he have time to shag all these goddesses, titans, and nymphs? He is a salty man whore. Poseidon also has a wide mean streak if thwarted, in terms of someone treating his family ill, or if he's been mocked or ignored. I know I did not discuss Medusa, Pasiphae, Danae, or many other recipients of Poseidon's romantic wrath or favor. If I did, well, this episode would be well over an hour long, and I don't think I can talk that much. While I covered lots of relationships here, I think his most notorious stories are to come, especially with all of his mortal lovers. I do find it interesting that he had multiple offspring with his grandmother Gaia. I didn't think they'd have as many children as I had found. Also, bear in mind, the Olympians certainly kept things in the family. I mean, look at Zeus. Well, that concludes this portion of Poseidon's immortal lovers. So thank you for joining me on today's episode, and I apologize that it has taken me so long to get back into this. Additionally, a follow-up or sequel episode to his mortal lovers will be coming soon. If you're interested, you can reach out to the show via email at sexscandalshenaniganspod@gmail.com. And also, I have reinstated my website, sexscandalshenanigans.my.canva.site. S-I-T-E, for all episodes and information. Also, everything will be included in the show notes as far as sources, artwork, and other media used. So again, thank you for listening to today's episode. Try not to get into any shenanigans yourself, as I may just end up telling your story. Until next time, bye!